Green and gold Packers wear meant mottled gray and tan combat fatigues through large TV monitors that showed Wisconsin residents on one side of the pond and members of the 32nd Infantry Battalion on the other. If the soldiers looked a bit bleary-eyed, it was because of the 8-hour time difference, which had them staying up past 11 p.m. locally in Iraq. Sarah Green of Madison has a husband, Nathaniel, in Iraq. She and her 8-year-old daughter, Allison, hope to see him back in February. Green says events like these help with the wait.
I mean, one, it makes time go by a lot faster in between when they leave and when they come home. It keeps us busy, so it's good. I miss you, Nate. I love you, and I wish you were here.
During the Packers-Lions game, troops were able to do live shout-outs to their Wisconsin families and friends.
I just wanted to say hello to my mom and dad back home. Anybody watching the game, go Packers!
There were even some surprises.
I specifically want to congratulate Tom Smith, who proposed to Sergeant First Class Sherry O'Neill from Waterloo.
Brian Hogue organized tailgating with the troops. He says it's great technology allowed such intimate rapport between soldiers and home.
This thing wouldn't have been possible even about 3 years ago. We've had an awful lot of happy families seeing their loved ones for the first time in a long, long time. A lot of them are in their second, third, and even fourth deployments.
It didn't hurt that the Packers shut out the Lions 26-0, but Hogue says the main thing was to give troops in Iraq a good time with their loved ones as they begin the final months of their deployment. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.